We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
What a mayhem-filled Monday. It's the show about food, fun places, the mayhem of life. And man, we got hit with another snowstorm. Our second significant closure kind of day for the fall of 2024. We're going to give you an update on road closures and school closures in just seconds. What a storm. I almost got stranded yesterday. We knew this was coming and it was too good to be true. Those beautiful temperatures at the freezing mark on Friday and Saturday was gorgeous. Oh my God, it's chaos this morning. Even had to close streets inside of our town, inside the city, and we've got the latest on that coming up in the next little bit. Good morning. Hey, it's going to be a work from home day for some people. Some kids not in school today. Good to have you along on this Monday as we take a look at 2024 and the word of the year is out. We'll talk about that and take a look at the top 10. Also, Canada Post, lots of people super frustrated as Christmas gets closer. People hopping the border to use American postal services, American courier services. If you're using the couriers, prices are starting to climb because the popularity of these courier services is Canada Post is not moving anything. And word has it this morning, there may be no deal by Christmas. So it is best to prepare. We've got the latest on the Canada Post strike coming up. Also, U.S. court upholds the ban on TikTok. Only two things left to go now. They sell the company or Donald Trump comes to the rescue. Otherwise, TikTok gets shut down in the U.S. next month. We've got the latest on that. Also, a mysterious message on an Olive Garden breadstick that's got the internet a tizzy. All the sleuths are out. What could this possibly be? Why would there be a message? Couple of words, couple of letters. Is it an expiration date? What's going on with the breadsticks at the old Olive Garden? We'll take a look this morning. And a woman brought an inflatable gingerbread man home over the weekend to set it up in her house for Christmas. And it was not exactly as advertised. It was kind of funny picture. And we'd ask you, what would you do if this was a situation where you got your inflatable gingerbread man or woman home and this happened to you? What a pendulum swing, though, hey? To go from those beautiful temperatures to massive snowstorm. Richard says Canada Post workers need to get back to work. That is not likely to happen anytime soon. We've got the latest on that coming up in the next little bit. More of yesterday's good thing. First, one of our sponsors to make mention of, and that is, of course, Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They're now in that bright, beautiful new building on Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. Great selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free snacks. And, of course, those come in gift baskets they've got for sale through the holiday season. So stop into Headley's Health Hut and get a sugar-free basket or a gluten-free basket or a special herb or vitamin basket. Check them out. Under $50, you're going to find them at Headley's Health Hut, and they've got the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. That means prizes each and every day. Give them a follow on their social media channels, would you? On Facebook, Instagram, and you have a chance at some amazing prizes through the 12 Days of Christmas. And, of course, they're making donations for the holiday season to Samaritan House when you drop on by, so it's a good idea to do that. And, of course, coming up Wednesday is Win Back Wednesday. You have a chance to win your purchase up to $500. So Wednesday's the big day, December the 11th at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue. You've always got time for Tim's, Bailey's in your donut, of course. Yes, please. Hot and cold Bailey's beverages are back. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. The best deal on breakfast is the $3 delicious breakfast sandwich. Perfect to power you through this incredibly stressful driving. Yes, you can have the bacon and egg or the sausage and egg or the egg and cheese, just $3 with the purchase of our hot or cold beverage. And your teacher loves Tim Hortons gift card. Your piano teacher, your coach, your hockey coach, your next door neighbor, the person who's good to you, pick up a Tim Hortons gift card. They are pure gold. and the gift everyone loves to give and receive, the Tim Hortons gift card. Drop by one of the 10 area locations to get the perfect gift that comes in every size. In Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And our friends at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The 12 deals of Christmas is on with 20% off black tag TV stands and wall units. And if you're looking for the flyer, and of course you are, it's a great flyer with great deals and with holiday family and friends coming to stay at your place. Maybe you need a new bed, maybe a new couch, maybe a new hide-a-bed for them to sleep on. Check out the amazing flyer at leons.ca. Normally in your mailbox, you can get it online digitally at leons.ca. And then stop on by the big, beautiful yellow store in the west end of Brandon at 3635 Victoria Avenue. That's Leon's Furniture Superstore. No deal for Christmas. We're getting very, very close to the point where this is pretty much a done deal. Even if the strike was to end this afternoon, you're looking at a two-week catch-up period. So even this afternoon, and this would mean like extra hours, all hands on deck. And again, that would mean that the strike would have to end today. That would mean that they would just be caught up with what is in the backlog by December the 23rd. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is best that you prepare whatever you can to prepare for a Christmas without the item that you're expecting if it is in the Canada Post system. So businesses that depend on this kind of service for their bread and butter to kind of pay their bills, they're using courier services, private companies like FedEx, UPS. Some people very frustrated by what's going on there. The cost continues to go up for many customers because the demand, it's supply and demand. And some of these couriers are upping their prices to say, look it, we're slammed. We're busy. We can't get to everybody. C-Steel 73 says the strike has been awful for us. Packages stuck in transit and resending to some customers, and the couriers are so much more expensive. So mailing a 100-gram letter with FedEx cost him $35.29, and it took a week to get to its destination. So if you do want something to get through, if there is a Christmas card that you have a long-standing bet with somebody, okay, we're going to play the Christmas card game, and you know what? Should there be some Christmas where you don't get your Christmas card to me, you owe me a big bottle of whiskey. You're like, I better not lose that bottle of whiskey bet. I got to get that Christmas card over to Jake. And even if it costs me $35, $35 to mail a 100-gram letter with FedEx. So it can be done. It's not impossible. And so, just to do a little bit of math, in previous years, I think we had whittled down to 50 Christmas cards. And so if I'm going to get my Christmas cards done last minute at a dollar a piece, so that's $50 plus the GST and all this and that. So let's say $80 for the Christmas cards and then $35 to mail each card. So $35 times 50 plus 80. So I can do my Christmas cards this year. You know, if you want to mail those Christmas cards and you've got, say, 50 like me, it's only $1,830. So, I mean, who doesn't have $1,830 lying around? We all do. You know, just probably couch cushions. Maybe in the front seat of your car, just some loose change lying around to get those Christmas cards out. So, no, needless to say, Christmas cards are not going. So as we get closer to the end of the year, there are these end-of-year lists that come out. And Merriam-Webster is out with its 2024 Word of the Year. And the Word of the Year for 2024 is douchebag. No, I'm kidding. Wouldn't that be funny?
It's douchebag.
The 2024 Word of the Year is polarization. What? I don't know. You mean like North Pole? Like it's cold? I don't know. I don't know about you, But when I go on the internet, I feel a lot of love. I feel a lot of cooperation, like-minded individuals. Everybody is agreeing with each other, helping each other out. Did you need help? I'm here to help you. I am here to help with you, too. I like you. I like you, too. I am here to support everything you do. I don't know. I don't know what internet these people are on. You guys need to find new internet. So polarization is the word of the year. What else made the top 10 list here? Demure. The hell does that even mean? Demure. TikToker Jules LeBron's 38-second video describing her workday makeup routine is very demure, very mindful, lit up summer with memes. The video has been viewed more than 50 million times. But of course, how could I forget the makeup incident of 2024 with Jules LeBron? Of course. Another word that made it into the dictionary to ensure our craziness is completely recorded is Fortnite. Makes sense. Taylor Swift's song Fortnite featuring rapper Post Malone undoubtedly spurred many teaches for the word. Totality, of course, we had the solar eclipse. Resonate, texts developed by AI have a disproportionate percentage of the use of the word resonate, apparently. Allison made the list. The word was looked up 60 times more often than usual in March. A ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. When you have one moving object into a fixed object, that's an Allison, not a collision. Is it Allison? Allison? I don't know. See, I can't even pronounce these words. Weird is a word of the year. The summer on TV, yeah, when the election was on, everybody was calling everybody weird. Remember that? Governor Tim Walz calling Donald Trump. They're just weird. Cognitive. Pander. In political commentary, conservative news outlets accuse Kamala Harris of pandering to different groups. And democracy. In 2003, they made democracy its first word of the year. Since then, the word, which of course means a form of government in which people elect representatives to make decisions, is consistently one of the dictionary's most looked up words. Young people got to figure out, what is democracy? What does it even mean? What does it entail? What is democracy? There we go. Our school system doing its job. Doing its job as young people look up the word democracy. I'm looking up the word Allison. Elysian. Elysian? Any words that you felt were overused this year? That you saw too much of, that you don't want to see again. I don't want the word like being used anymore. Like, if you're around like young people, like they just, is that a part of like the vernacular like? Like, if I should like, what I should do is really trademark like the word like, so that young people have to pay me like 10 cents, like every time they like use the word. I would be rich like. Shania Twain getting a lot of attention with her costume this weekend. Fans not excited about her costume choice. They say that it is, it's not a sexy costume. I don't even want to really repeat it. It all depends on your fashion sense. You know what I'm saying? It all depends. That's what people are saying online. That's not very kind. She is 60 years old. I just think that there's a point where you just kind of have to be cognizant of your choices of clothing. And she's beautiful and she's gorgeous. She's talented. She's Canadian. She's amazing. Those bottoms, I don't know. If I wore those bottoms, I would look like the sumo baby that needs a bottle hanging from around his neck. It would be just like the man baby. So what do you think? What do you think? Shania, the internet is divided. Some think Shania's outfit looked like she was wearing a diaper. Others came to the singer's defense, saying she looks great for her age. And there's nothing wrong with diapers. If that's something she chose, it's 2024. If you want to wear a diaper, there's nothing wrong with a diaper. She is really working out a lot. She lost a lot of weight here, and I think the bottoms are just too big for her. I think that's just my layman's kind of old guy opinion. You just go, okay, you know, just fire the costume designer. Let her go. Get some new bottoms, and your Bob's your uncle. You're good to go. You're good to go on over once 18th Street is all nice and cleared up, and see our friends at Epp Law Office. Again, if you are in need of a real estate lawyer, if you need some legal advice when it comes to planning for a will or estate, these are great folks to deal with at Epp Law Office. Realtors love dealing with them. And again, when you're dealing with a will, you say to yourself, well, there's a bunch of ways I can make a will. You want to make sure that your wishes are adhered to. You know what I mean? You want to make sure that everything you want is executed properly. That's why you need a good lawyer like Epp Law Office. Building lasting relationships one case at a time. See them online. Follow them on social media. They're over on 18th Street at 642 18th, Unit A, across from the RBC. Kuiper's Family Bakery, they are your Christmas baking headquarters. Now, there's going to be some Christmas baking you're going to attempt yourself, and that's just fine. But then there's going to be some Christmas baking you attempt yourself and you are not happy with them. And then there's going to be some that you don't even attempt because it's too difficult to get done. And that's why the gift trays and treat trays at Kuiper's Family Bakery are going to be the perfect stop for you and your family this holiday season. And they make a great gift as well for a business client, a next door neighbor, friend, relative. Everyone loves Kuiper's Family Bakery baking. It's absolutely legendary. From the tarts to the squares to the fruit bread, everything you need for Christmas baking. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. And the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, we're going to be on location Friday at the Elkhorn for the big Elkhorn Christmas kickoff. Yes, they have got wall-to-wall activities planned throughout the entire holiday season at the Elkhorn Resort Clear Lake. So if you're in the Autumnal Erickson area, Rocky Mountain National Park area, there's all kinds of family fun events happening at the Elkhorn through the Christmas holiday season. And we are going to be there for a live stream on Friday to kind of give you a preview of that and to just be out and about on location, a little bit something different, something festive as we come down the home stretch of season four of the show. A week from Friday is the big season finale for 2024. So we look forward to visiting with our friends at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa this coming Friday. And don't forget, an Elkhorn Resort gift card is another one of those gifts that is perfect under the tree, comes in every size. You can use it across the resort at the Clarso Nordic Spa, the Buffalo Bar, inside the hotel, the restaurants. It is a wonderful holiday winter wonderland complex at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Let's get into our serious mode here, into our sleuth mode. Let's investigate the mysterious message on these Olive Garden breadsticks. What is going on here exactly? I love the Olive Garden breadsticks. Oh, man. Last month, an Olive Garden customer shared a TikTok post that shows mysterious letters stamped on their half-eaten breadstick. The message read O and K. What do you think this is?
Guys, why is there letters on my Olive Garden breadstick?
All right. What do you think of this? What do you think this means exactly? Oh, Olive Garden, the actual account of the restaurant responded, "We are very concerned to see this. Can you please send an email to social@olivegarden.com with your full name and what location this was at?" Oh, I'm scared. Oh, my God. So if I go to Olive Garden and I see that printed on the breadstick, am I going to die? "We are very concerned about this. Please email us and then proceed to your nearest hospital." What the fuck? What the fuck? Mama Sunday says, why would he keep eating it? Well, because he is hungry. Shelby says, one time I had a price tag on the bottom of my egg bite from Starbucks. Did you eat it? Yeah. Fiona says, one time I found a bone in my McDonald's chicken nuggets. Remy says, I used to work for Darden Inc., Olive Garden, as a server bartender. I also used to bake the breadsticks. This is the coating on the plastic bags that they come in with a package date. There's nothing to worry about. Matt says, what if it's like the Kesha contest from Carly and you need more breadsticks? I just need one like that today. Can somebody send me one? Says Jordan. I'm at Olive Garden right now. I'm checking all my breadsticks to make sure there's no printing on them. What do these numbers mean? This is crazy. Millions and millions of people have seen this and weighed in on the breadsticks. You know, there's a lot of people talking about the UnitedHealthcare CEO killing. And I guess SNL made a joke over the weekend. I missed it. Apparently it offended some people. That's good. That's good. You know, SNL's got to get a little bit risque with their comedy. But this is kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. So this is, you've seen this guy all over the place. They're still looking for him. This is the hottest seller right now. Now, if we could buy items in Canada and have them shipped to us through Canada Post, which is increasingly becoming a problem, you would go online and, hey, this is kind of a cool jacket this guy's wearing. What do you mean, this guy? You know, the guy who shot the other guy. I was just watching the clip on the news there the other day and thought to myself, you know what? That would make a great gift idea for somebody. So I went online and found it. In fact, the Macy's men's jacket is now one of the hottest selling Christmas gift items this holiday season. It's a Sherpa lined two-picket hooded trucker jacket by Levi's, and it's only $225. I wonder if it comes in a triple XL for your friend Tyler. More than 6,000 people viewing the jacket at the same time, and nearly 700 of the jackets were sold in the past 48 hours, this according to the Macy's website. As you know, there was a CEO fatally shot in Manhattan on Wednesday, and the nationwide manhunt for this guy continues, and apparently the killer is not the only thing we're looking for. We're looking for a good deal on a jacket that is fashionable, yet something that is stylish. Can I get two assassins jacket, please? And you know, what happens on Christmas morning when you're around the tree and you're opening your present and somebody gets their jacket and they're like, hey, oh my God, this is a wonderful jacket. Yeah, that's a cool story about this jacket. So this is the jacket that cool assassin guy. Yeah, he was wearing that when he totally took out that guy. It's a hot seller. You just got to love humans. We are just kind of gross, really. Mama Sunday says, OMG, people are so dumb. Once again, glorifying a shooter. I gotta have his jacket. It's so cool. Hottest selling items on the internet this Christmas. For the gift that everyone has, you need an assassin's jacket under the tree. And there's a Manitoba connection to Diddy. This is kind of sick, but interesting nonetheless. Sean Diddy Combs' accuser has been revealed. Up until now, we didn't know who the main accuser was. And apparently the main accuser in this whole thing is Anna Kane. Anna Kane is the ex-wife of NHL star Evander Kane. Evander Kane used to play for the Winnipeg Jets. He's now in Edmonton. And we're also hearing this morning that it appears Jay-Z has been accused with inappropriate behavior with a teenager in 2000. So this web continues to get larger. We knew that was going to happen, but this is very, very sad. And so a bit of a Manitoba connection there. This is the weirdest show today. This is the absolute weirdest show. Our friends at Auto Fashion, congratulations to our Week King ticket winner last week, Jeff King. Jeff is off to see a Week Kings game unless he went this weekend, which is entirely possible. And Jeff went to see the Brandon Wheat Kings, got a flex pass from our friends at Auto Fashion, not just sponsors of the Brandon Wheat Kings, but sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show as well. And of course, they are a growing business that does paintless dent repair, scratches, skiffs, things like that. Check out Auto Fashion. Fine auto finishing too, which means some amazing detailing. Your vehicle on the inside will look pristine and brand new for the holidays. Yes, you will find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Auto Fashion. They'll take care of your auto needs. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They are your electric vehicle top destination, your number one destination for EVs. Westman's EV destination, your premier destination for electric vehicle needs in Westman. They've got the people and the products to help you take the next step into EV ownership. With EV options including the Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, and the Hummer, it means flexibility to find the fit for your lifestyle. The potential savings are electrifying. Whether it's federal or provincial rebates, savings on maintenance or fuel savings, let Murray experts help you save. Westman's number one EV destination is at 1500 Richmond Avenue, where they put you in charge. Bring your questions and get ready to be impressed at Westman's EV destination. And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Sunrise Credit Union, congratulations to the recipients of the fall intake of the Building Communities Grant. But right now, Sunrise Credit Union's little sunshine person is causing some problems. If you're on the social media and see our little sunshiny mascot from Sunrise Credit Union, you'll see that he is causing all kinds of trouble, very similar to the elf on the shelf. He's actually schooling the elf there. Schooling the elf on the first home savings account, the FHSA. And so prepare to be entertained in the coming days and weeks as little sunshiny man continues to cause trouble with Sunrise Credit Union. With 19 area locations to serve you, Sunrise Credit Union, for all your credit union needs, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Adorable little sunny. This woman bought a gingerbread man at Walmart and got it home and then set it up, and it didn't look exactly like she thought it would.
I bought this gingerbread, blow-up gingerbread for Christmas. Someone knows. Anyways, brand new from Walmart, okay? Tell me what's wrong. Who does this?
Well, it's a Chinese factory. That's what's done this. They have manufactured the gingerbread with the head upside down. So just take it back to the Walmart. But I guess if this was the third one you had taken back and it was still had its head upside down, I can understand why you're pissed off. Then the whole batch is contaminated. They got a bad batch of cookies there at the Walmart. If you got your gingerbread man upside down, that is like someone at the factory is losing their job. Somebody at the factory is losing their job. Just take it back. Here is the latest involving TikTok and what happens next regarding the social media platform, in case you are curious.
This morning, another major sign that the countdown clock might be ticking for TikTok.
TikTok is getting banned.
A three-judge appellate panel upholding a lower court's decision stating the wildly popular Chinese-owned app could be banned in the U.S. if its parent company, ByteDance, does not sell the app, after fears that China could steal personal information from its 170 million American users. Fears that TikTok has long described as speculative and overblown.
For a lot of us, this is going to be a huge income loss.
Now some users are panicking that ByteDance will not meet the January 19th deadline set by the court.
There are a lot of us who make a living off of this app and are very blessed to be where we are, but also have worked pretty hard to get to this point.
With only 43 days to go, ByteDance indicating it will appeal to the Supreme Court. Writing in a statement, the Supreme Court has an established historical record of protecting Americans' right to free speech, and we expect they will do just that on this important constitutional issue.
The Supreme Court may take it, they may not.
If the court takes up the case, they could postpone the ban until the justices make a decision.
It makes me so sad thinking that it might just all go away.
ByteDance could also try to find a buyer for its U.S. operations.
And I don't know if they're going to sell. I don't think they're going to sell. I think they're going to try to fight this. But it looks like it's a fight that they might not win.
If a court decision or sale is not made, then on January 20th, users will not be able to update the app. So over time, the app will likely get glitchy and won't be available for download again.
We have a change in administration coming up. And this just happens to the law is supposed to go into effect the day before that happens. The big question is, what is Donald Trump going to do?
That is exactly it. That is the big question. The Supreme Court, I think, will uphold the decision, and I think that ultimately this is gonna likely rest with Donald Trump. But what I can't figure out is that there really is only two reasons to be in business that I can tell. Maybe I'm wrong. One is to make a ton of money, and the other is to change the world. So TikTok can accomplish one of those goals by selling to a U.S. buyer. They would probably get a fortune for it. They could cash in their chips and walk away from the casino, and I don't understand why they won't do that. Unless the other thing is they want to change the world, and by changing the world, maybe they are using this information nefariously. I don't understand why they don't just sell it. I know it doesn't seem right. But obviously, if they're a Chinese-owned company and the United States and China are at odds, then they should look at selling it if you want to keep this thing going. We'll have to see what happens. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here when you're getting your goodies for Christmas. Hey, make it Co-ops of Westman. Of course, co-ops have your complete supply of goodies, from chocolates and Christmas oranges to your chips and dip, your bugles, and all your snacks at Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And don't forget to pick up your Table magazine. Get those bonus codes so that you can win a year's worth of free groceries, free gas for a year, or a $1,000 home center gift card with your local Co-ops of Westman. Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Speaking of concerts, this would be a great gift for somebody under the Christmas tree this year, is tickets to see Joe Nichols. Joe Nichols will be performing at the Skydancer Casino on February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, and there was a big announcement late last week. If you're a fan of rap music, Little John is coming. Little John will be performing on August the 9th, outdoor concert at the Skydancer. Tickets there are $70. Just before the show, they jumped to $75. So if you or someone you know likes Little John, that is a pretty big show at the Skydancer next summer, August the 9th, a Saturday show, where the sky's the limit at the Skydancer Casino. And, of course, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you slide in there. And, of course, finally got mine done and all ready to go. Showed me my filters while I waited. It was super fast. In and out in a flash. Get your fluids checked for the rest of the winter. Tire levels checked. Everything is good to go. You roll out of there and you're on your way with our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Okay, I think that's all we've got available for you today. That's right. Before you go, though, as you go about your business and maybe you're getting some boxes ready for some gifts to wrap today on this snow day and you come across some of these 90s collectibles, do not put them in your garage sale. Do not put them in your garage sale. These are the 11 items from the 90s that are worth some big cash right now. Beanie Babies. Some of these Beanie Babies are going for up to $40,000. Remember Beanie Babies? Harry Potter's first edition, if it's in good shape, some are going for as much as $50,000. Even the American version of the first publishing of Harry Potter is worth $6,500 if you've got that lying around somewhere. Pokemon cards. Some Pokemon cards are valued at $50,000. Super Mario Brothers 3. The original version is going for $30,000 if you've got it. Titanic. The movie poster. $1,000. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures. Originally $6. They're going for hundreds of dollars online this Christmas. Barbie. The Pink Splendor Barbie. $1,000 for this one. An original Nirvana concert ticket is like worth $1,000. How about that? Mega Man 4. Molly got one of these. In 1991, this was $50. You can get $5,000 for this now. $5,000. Meat Puppets concert poster worth $2,500. Yu-Gi-Oh cards. They're worth $400,000? Are you kidding me right now? If you have one of these, man, stuff that could be in the attic that could fetch you some good Christmas cash, especially the old video games. It's kind of surprising. Wow. Anyway, have a great day, guys. Enjoy your snow day, okay? It's a winter wonderland out there, so do be careful, okay? Please be very careful. And Sunseekers, thank you for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again, tomorrow, 7 a.m. We'll do this again. And in the meantime, enjoy your Monday as the countdown to Christmas continues. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Thanks, guys.